Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about White Horse and then some. Sponsored by MSCR. I am your host, Sophie.
I am your host, Maggie.
And today, we'll be talking to Miss Lydia here.
Lydia is a 2020 graduate from the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, where she obtained her bachelor's degree in musical theater. She has spent the last few years in NYC and has recently relocated to Madison, where she attended high school. Her other artistic endeavors include makeup artistry and costuming. Lydia is an animal lover and dog mom. She loves exploring new places with her husband and her dog, Lucy. Her passion for teaching the arts has helped her reach students not only across America, but across the world.
So Miss Lydia has done great things to get this play up on the road. She makes sure that everyone will do their part to have a great show and have fun with it. And she will be talking more about it. Let's get to it. Hi, Miss Lydia. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So, Miss Lydia, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an Aries with a Virgo moon, and I'm a Gemini rising. And I've been doing musical theater since I was about 4 years old. The first production I was ever in was called The Granny Awards, which was like a really cutesy little kid show about all the different like Mother Goose fairy tales. And so I was Baby Bear of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I don't remember much of it, but I remember loving every single second. From then on, I have just been like musical theater crazy. Anything I could get my hands on, I would do. So I started doing a lot more like community theater. And then I eventually started doing professional theater when I was your age, Sophie, in sixth grade. Yeah. So I did that for a little bit, all through middle school and high school, and just kind of kept growing my passions, kept taking as many classes as I possibly could. And when it was time for me to go to college, I got into RCS, the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, which I definitely would recommend. It's pretty awesome. You get to go over there for 3 years and just musical theater all day, every day. And I learned a lot about that. And then the pandemic happened, actually, right? And so I was supposed to graduate in 2020. And everything had to be moved online. And it was like this really big time of change. But even through it all, like, I still loved musical theater. And so once, you know, everything kind of opened back up, I moved to New York City and started just trying to live there. Long story short, my husband is Scottish. Love him. Shout out Rory. And he moved to America and we got married, and so we decided to have the wedding in Wisconsin, which I relocated here about a year ago, actually. We're coming up. So yeah, that's what I've been doing so far.
So that's really cool. Do you think the show will turn out good?
Absolutely. I think we've got a great team. All of the students have great heads on their shoulders. It is a lot of work though. I feel like a lot of people didn't realize how much work it's going to be. But I think now that we're moving into choreography, it's going really, really well. And you guys are so talented and such quick learners that I don't have any reservations at all.
So when have you started choreography?
Do you mean like when did I start choreographing in general, or when did I start preparing for the show specifically?
Both.
So ever since I was a kid, I loved making up dances with my friends. We would choreograph different things for like the talent show, just for fun. This is my first full-fledged musical where I'm actually choreographing pretty much every single number. I am splitting it between myself and Heidi, but for the most part, I've only done like a couple things here and there for classes or summer camps, but so far I'm having a really great time figuring it all out.
So with the Overture Center and the blocking coming soon, do you think it's a lot of pressure on you?
Honestly, I feel like it's more pressure for you guys. Because I have so much experience in this that I feel like I could do it in my sleep. And for y'all, this is like the first time you've had an opportunity to do this. And it's a lot, right? It's not just, you know, having fun and, you know, playing around. It is that, but there's more to it. It's remembering details and practicing and refining your artistry and making character choices and trying to understand singing, acting, and dancing around the character that you're playing. So I have no really any reservations about the pressure on me because I'm very comfortable with what I do. I feel very skilled at it. But I feel like y'all have some pressure on your shoulders, but you guys are handling it really, really well.
How do you feel about the play and how it's turning out?
Honestly, I'm having so much fun. You know, there are some times that we have like a come to Jesus moment in the rehearsals. There's times when I want to cry because the side conversations are overwhelming, which is usually followed by the come to Jesus moments, you know. But when you guys are really like, you know, clocked in and focusing, I am just blown away by how much we've accomplished and how amazing you guys sound and look. And I understand, like, being a middle schooler, I wouldn't do middle school again for the world. Like, it's so, so hard to just, one, be in school, two, be the age that you guys are at, and three, especially, like, the environment around social media and things like that is completely different than when I was your age. It was still a problem. I remember, you know, being anxious about social media or feeling pressured by it and all these different things, but I feel like y'all have so much on your shoulders because all day, every day, it's like information, trends, you're not good enough, you should be doing this instead. And you're already like, if you're anything like me when I was a middle schooler, so hard on yourself because you're trying to do everything and trying to figure out who you are and all that stuff. So I'm just really blown away by how you all manage to just, you know, exist right now in this post-pandemic world of, you know, scary online stuff. And then show up to rehearsal and just blow me away. So I try to not, you know, be too hard on you guys because I know you're dealing with so much besides this. And I want you guys to see this as like a welcoming outlet where you can just express yourself and learn something fun that's your choice rather than learning geometry and crying over Sokotoa, you know?
Do you think that these students, next year when we do another show, do you think that it would go over easier or do you think they would still have some troubles?
I think a little bit of both. I think now that a lot of people have, you know, just like the way that it works under their belt and they can understand like what to expect, they'll definitely show up a little bit more differently and, you know, come in with a, it's like the first time you try anything, it's not going to go perfect, right? And then the second time you get more things right, and then the third time you kind of settle into it, and the more you do it, you know, the more it just kind of feels more natural. But there are so many things when it comes to theater that are so unnatural, like making sure that you are fully facing the audience and you don't turn your back when you like talk to someone in a scene, because when you're having a conversation with your friends, you don't really think about everything like that. So things like that come with practice. And so that's something that I noticed in the rehearsal the other day where I'm like, oh, this is so second nature to me to not turn my back to the audience. But for y'all, because you've never really, you know, done this before, it's a habit you guys have to work on breaking. You know what I mean? But I do expect it to be easier for sure next year because you guys will know what to bring. Like sitting down at rehearsal and having a pencil and your water bottle already filled up, right? That was such like a blast of reality for you guys, I feel like, because you're like, wait, what? We don't have to, like, we have to be prepared before rehearsal even starts. I thought that's what rehearsal was for. But there's always going to be challenges, you know?
Have you learned anything about like middle schoolers or directing a musical from the stuff that we've already gone over?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I was saying before, middle school is just, it's tough. And I definitely know that, and I knew that coming in, but wow, was I reminded when I started, like, interacting with you guys, because all of you are brilliant, but you're all, like, you're little people. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're in this age where you're becoming people, if that makes sense. I feel like elementary school, you're a kid, right? And you're, you know, you do what kids do. Literally. Yeah. You know, you're not really worrying about a lot of things. Elementary school, you're like, oh, I show up to class, I do my homework, all that good stuff. And like when I was in elementary school, I was friends with everybody. And I was like, this is great. Life is awesome. And then middle school happens and you're like, wait a minute. Like, hold on a second. Why are my friends not friends with me anymore? Why do I feel this way when my friends feel another way? And, you know, it's just, I think watching, you know, because you're still kids, right? But you're becoming grown-ups. You're becoming yourselves. You're really settling into, like, who you are, who you want to be. And you're having these more complex thoughts and things like that. And so it's this balance that I have to ride where it's like, I want to treat you like professionals and I want to treat you like adults and I don't want to treat you like kids and I don't want you to feel like you're being babysat or patronized. But then I also have to remember that you guys are kids. And a lot of you haven't done this before and you don't know what to expect. And when I do kind of have to like lay down the law and, you know, be disciplinary, it affects you in ways that wouldn't affect adults. Because I remember being in middle school and getting any kind of like harsh feedback and just taking it so personally and being like, wow, like for me, I don't know if this is true for everyone, obviously, but I was like, wow, I'm a failure. This is the worst. I can't do anything right. Like just really beating myself up. And so when I do like ride that line, I try to make sure that you guys know that it's just a rehearsal. You know, you've heard me say it's called a play, not a torture. It is supposed to be fun. But we do have a lot of work to do, right? And it was a bit stressful because we were running really behind and then we had to push choreography back. So mostly I would say just trying to like walk that line of treating you guys with respect in the way that I would treat a fellow professional, but also remembering that this is still a learning experience for you guys and your students and your kids. And, you know, these things are going to happen.
Yeah, like for middle school, yes, you're still kids, but you're growing mature. And for elementary, you're literally a kid.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, you know, you're a sixth grader, right, Sophie? Yeah. You're probably just discovering this yourself. Where you're like, oh, like, look, like, maybe some of my friends don't like the same things that I do anymore. Or maybe they're acting differently. And, like, when I was in sixth grade, I kind of started feeling, like, the different cliques, you know what I mean? And seeing, like I remember I was friends with the popular students. I was friends with everyone. Like I can talk to a brick wall. I will talk to anyone.
You look like a friendly person.
Thank you. I try. And so I was friends with, you know, everyone. And I remember some of my popular friends, I was saying, oh yeah, last weekend I hung out with my friend so-and-so. And they looked at me and went like, Lydia, you know, you don't have to do that. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I love so-and-so. I think she's really great. And they went, oh, Lydia, you're so nice. And that's when I realized, oh, things are changing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it was all of the popular friends who were like, they all clicked together. And then, you know, they'd still invite me to things. But slowly over time, I'm like, I don't think I want to be associated with people who talk about other people like that. Because my friend that they were talking about, I loved dearly. I was like, this is an amazing person. Like, sure, she was a little weird, but, like, I'm still, to this day, very weird. And I think that that's super important. But, yeah.
I experienced that when I was in fifth grade.
It's tough, right?
So much pain and torture happened in fifth grade.
Yeah, friend breakups hurt sometimes more than, like, you know, I don't know if either of you have any, like, dating experience yet.
I wish.
I used to.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I was the same way. I had my first boyfriend, quote unquote. We saw Despicable Me in theaters. Like, it was not a real boyfriend. In third grade, and I was like, oh my god, my boyfriend. Like, we didn't hold hands. Like, we barely talked to each other. Like, boyfriend is a very loose term. And when he, quote unquote, broke up with me, I was like, okay. And then I like dug in the dirt to find worms. So it didn't affect me very much. But the first friend breakup I had, I was like, oh my god, like, take my heart out of my chest and stomp on it. Like, it's pretty tough, you know what I mean?
Especially when you have to initiate it by yourself. Like if I've had experience where a couple friends of mine started acting kind of iffy and I just had to drop them because I didn't want to hang around those types of people. And it almost hurt me more than it would if they went to me and was like, I don't think I want to be friends anymore. Because I'm a very people person. I love hanging around people. I love community. And just like having to cut this person out of my life because they're maybe not the best person for me to hang around, it really sucks.
It sucks outgrowing people because there's a part of you that still loves them and you have all these amazing memories. But there is a, like, you'll look back when you're my age and be like, yep, we just went down different paths, and hopefully they'll figure it out and, you know, come to the same conclusions of, oh, maybe I should be a nice person, or I don't know why, right, you had to cut them out, but maybe they'll start making better choices. Because as you guys grow up, you'll realize that there are people who want, what I say is, live in the solution or live in the problem. And obviously, you can, you know, hop between the two. If you're having a really hard time and you're feeling sorry for yourself, it's really hard to, like, not get sucked into that, like, living in the problem, woe is me, everything is bad. But then it's a lot of work to live in the solution and make good choice after good choice and do things that are right and kind for yourself and other people. But as you grow up, it gets easier. You know what I mean? The hormones kind of balance out.
Yep.
We're kind of getting off topic here.
What?
That's...
No.
That's so funny.
Well, this is very exciting. Thank you, Miss Lydia, for speaking with us today. This has been Whitehorse in the Know. I was your host, Sophie.
And I was your host, Maggie.
And we'll catch you guys later.